Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Pam Danziger, our good friend for a long time now, almost 17 years. She's one of the top retail minds and researchers on the planet. She's the author of Luxury Marketing Disrupted, Meet the Henrys, Shops That Pop, this is one of my favorites, Putting the Lux Back in Luxury. That's a great title. Pam, I need your website, please.
Yes, it's unitymarketingonline.com. We have lots of information there.
If you want to, she's not just, she's got some research. She does serious research on this, so I encourage you to check her out and follow her wherever she distributes her information, and maybe directly to you. Hey, Pam, you've got another thought on how you think we're going to be living our lives and spending our money coming up in the summer, over the summer months.
It's going to be very, very good news for lots of small businesses across the country. And that's there's outdoor living. I mean, people spent a lot of time, because we were inside, we were indoors, redecorating their homes. And now they are turning all of that energy and all of that excitement to refreshing and enhancing their outdoor living spaces. And it's, you know, your yard is your biggest room.
Right.
And people are really making that outdoor room, because we've heard a lot about it for years, but now they're really bringing it, you know, they're really creating the outdoor room. So it is a huge opportunity for landscapers, for landscaping companies, mm-hmm. for gardening centers, for interior designers who specialize in designing outdoor spaces.
Well, there's just a whole,
for all kinds
of
small business.
There's a whole ecosystem of all that. I mean, and it touches a lot of people. It touches the kind of food they buy, the kind of
exactly, and how they their tableware, and you know,
and
they want outdoor,
and
they want their outdoor kitchens, and
it
just goes on and on and on. You know, and I look at so many furniture stores. You know, they think of themselves as, you know, indoor furniture.
Sofa
companies. They gotta have outdoor section too, because that's what people are going to be shopping for this year.
Right. No, that's exactly right. I think you're exactly right. And I'll tell you something else. People in the cities, people who loved being urbanites last year, are moving out of urban areas. I see it all the time. They're moving out into the country.
I know.
They're saying, if I've got to be shut up next time, I want to have some elbow room. No elevators, right?
I was looking at the average price of homes for the every month for the last year here where I live in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, which is largely a rural area, and I couldn't believe how much the value of homes went up.
Right.
And that's really because of, you know, this is one thing that a real estate survey has found and discovered. If you put in descriptions in a home listing of, you know, that are keyed to exceptional outdoor spaces,
right,
landscaping, you know, patios and so on, it
right.
increases the average value of your home by 10%,
yeah,
if not more. So it really is, that's where people are going to be spending their money this year. They're going to be spending it not on the inside of their homes so much as on the outside of their
homes.
Well,
when we get to where people think that we've got herd immunity, they're going to be spending time with each other. I think there's going to be an elastic kind of a response to getting back together. I heard a story yesterday about a grandmother. She kind of chokes me up a little bit. This grandmother hugged her grandchildren for the first time in a year yesterday.
Yeah.
First time anybody hugged her in a year. And
I think
there's going to be some
elasticity
to that where we're going to, you know, hugging, and over the next several months, hugging is going to get out of hand probably. You know, I mean,
Well, we call that pent-up demand.
Because we're analog beings. We're tactile beings, aren't we?
Yes, you are so right. And I think we forget that because we spend so much time on our computers trying to digitize us, and they never will because
our
grandchildren
and our great-grandchildren will be just as analog as Moses was.
Yep.
And exactly. They'll be using more digital and quantum tools, but they'll still be just as the same protoplasm as you and I are.
And that's right, with all the same needs.
And that outdoor thing that you're talking about, that's primordial, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yes, it is. That's, you know, in the beginning, you know, we lived in the garden, and that's how we want to live now. I mean, that's what we need now. I mean, it's not just nice to have anymore. It's really a necessity, and I think it's going to give a huge rise to all kinds of opportunities for businesses who can think about ways of helping, you know, their customers and their clients enjoy that outdoor space. And, you know, it's just, there's no limit.
Well, that's right. From packaging to delivery, how about delivery? I mean, it could be a lot in the area of delivery. So, but if you, here's the thing. If you think that's what you want to do, you better get the jump on it. Don't wait till the middle of May because it may be gone or out of stock. Hey, Pam, I need your website one more time, please.
Yes, it's unitymarketingonline.com. I hope people visit. Thank you. Good job, Pam.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, she's just the best, as you can tell. We love having her on the show. We're so happy that she's part of our world. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.